coming off two disappointing performances in the middle of its fall season, the Florida women's golf team traveled to San Antonio, Texas for the Alamo Invitational in late October with redemption in mind. The tournament was the last of the team's fall season. Entering the last round in sixth place overall, the team met on the course to regroup. Sophomore Katie Mitchell says they wanted to leave it all on the fairways.
Before we played our last round, we said, this is our last round in the fall, let's give it all we got, let's just go for it. So to do that and to know that we can do that when we say like we need to do it and get something done and move up the leaderboard brings a lot of confidence for us going into spring because like we know we can do it when we need to do it.
The pep talk worked. The Gators finished fourth overall, and Katie Mitchell, Sarah Schober, and Maria Torres notched career-high performances. Schober says their last appearance of the fall ended on a high note that will carry them into the offseason.
I mean, I think everybody saw where like need to work on. And if everybody like just keeps doing what we're doing and like improve like some parts of our games, then I mean I think we're gonna do really well in spring.
The Gators have seen contributions from throughout their lineup, and Mitchell and Schober say it has a lot to do with the team's unity. Although all of the team members are from different countries, they've been able to come together this season. The different styles of play and personalities have created an eclectic mix that everyone can benefit from. Mitchell says the unity was created this season, especially after that final round at the Alamo, which will be beyond valuable in the spring.
To know that we have each other's back and to know that the person behind me has got my back if I struggle and their encouragement, like when we do the chomp in the fairways, it just makes it so much like a team and like we have each other, and that really is encouraging.
The Gators head into the offseason ranked number 14 in the country. Fall is more of a preseason while the spring brings conference tournaments and the national championship. Despite some disappointing play in the middle of the fall season, Mitchell says the team began on a high and ended on a high, which is what matters most.
We just really learned a lot the two middle tournaments about each other, about our coaches, about college golf, and it really, even though we struggled a little bit, it really helped us do better because what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. That's what we've been saying to each other the past couple weeks, and I feel like we're still in a good place. Like the rankings, they're not that big of a deal right now.
The Gators will ride their momentum from the fall as they prepare for the spring season, which tees off from Lecanto, Florida on January 27th. For ESPN 850 WRUF, I'm Kelly Price.